Good evening and welcome into another edition of the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, as I welcome you into the fastest 2 hours in radio on this Friday night. And as always, we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here in Houston, Texas, ready to crank up our coverage on college hoops and the NBA. And that's where we will lead off on tonight's show, because once again, we have extended an invitation to CNN sports contributor, writer, and NBA author Motez Bashara. Always provides some wonderful insight and perspective. And of course, he's joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening, Motez. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Hi, Elissa. Thank you.
Well, we've got a lot of storylines that we want to get into. And at the forefront of my mind, everybody's talking about just this continual performance by Russell Westbrook. He was sensational on Wednesday night, records his fourth straight triple-double in the Thunder's overtime win against the 76ers. I mean, you can't keep a good man down. What has been your impressions? Because it's been so much fun watching this five-man MVP race.
It is pretty amazing stuff. In the back of my mind, I kind of have to wonder whether Russell Westbrook wishes it was him who got traded to Houston instead of James Harden, who got released, because he obviously is relishing not having another superstar, you know, play next to him where he gets to take all the shots and he's kind of the focal point of the attention. Not to take anything away from him being a good teammate. I'm sure he does love generally getting to play with a former MVP, Kevin Durant, but I think he likes his time in the limelight. I mean, he's hoisting up an incredible number of shots while he is putting up these phenomenal, four back-to-back triple-double games. That's pretty amazing. But one thing I have to say is two of those four games were against cream puff opponents like, you know, Philadelphia and the Lakers, who were just, you know, simply tanking the season. And the other two games they lost against competitive teams. So I'm not really sure what to make of his numbers. I will say that I don't think he's a serious MVP candidate because he missed so many games in the start of the season. Had he played all the games and put up these numbers, he'd be right there in the mix. But I can't see him finishing like in the top two or three of voting.
Motez Bashara joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Come on, join in on the conversation at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. Of course, Motez Bashara, a CNN World Sports contributor and author. Of course, last year he released his amazing read, Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. We might have an opportunity to get into a little bit of that. But right now we're focusing our attention on the Oklahoma City Thunder and Russell Westbrook, because he is such a breathtaking player to watch. I mean, coming back from injury, just having that incredible fortitude and mindset that nothing will affect his emotional state. Nothing affects his confidence. I mean, you ever seen a guy like him that flips the switch? And what's amazing, too, is Motez, I've spent time around Russell. I mean, he's a really quiet guy off the court.
Really? Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people talk about his fashion sense, and he's, apparently he's like a style icon. And, you know, you see him in all these, you know, big, like GQ does features on him and that sort of thing. So there has been some kind of, like, you know, rumors and question marks whether he wants to move to like one of the fashion capitals of the U.S., you know, rather than Oklahoma City. But yeah, it's breathtaking. Exactly like you said, it's wonderful to watch him play. He just kind of puts his head down and heads for the basket most of the time. He's a great player. I don't know, however, whether he makes his teammates better. And that is normally the mark of an MVP, certainly a multiple MVP candidate like LeBron James, guys like Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, you know, we can think of, who always made their teammates better and who won multiple championships. I just wouldn't put him in that category.
What's been amazing, too, is that when you go back to that game on Wednesday night, just to see how his backup, DJ Augustine, I mean, he played 37 minutes, was 6 of 13. He was a plus-minus plus 13, and he finished with 17 points. So, you know, Oklahoma City, when you evaluate how this season has played out, I mean, it's been a very bumpy ride. I mean, they've had to, finally, it seems like things are starting to mesh to come together because they have had so many injuries, and their season's just really been up and down. And, of course, you know, the major trades that's gone down and the departure of Reggie Jackson.
Yes. They're the big wild card in the seeding right now.
I agree.
If the season were to end today, they'd be eighth, and they'd be placed against first place Golden State. And what a matchup that would be in the very first round. So they could potentially knock off the number one seed. I could easily see that happening if they get Kevin Durant back, if everyone's healthy and starting to click. So, yeah, I mean, I think they're the big wild card in the West, for sure.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Motez Bashar, a CNN World Sports contributor who is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. We'd love to hear from you. Email the show at elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. And Motez, tell all the listeners across the nation where they can go and check out your work.
Thanks. The book is on Amazon, probably the easiest place to find it. I've got a running blog called The Frugal Fan. It's got all my musings about sports and other things. And anything I do news-wise is always on there as well. So also my Twitter handle is The Frugal Fan. Any little comments while I'm watching games, I normally put them on there. So I'd love to hear from other people.
Okay, so we have hit on the MVP race. And obviously our home base, Motez, is right here in Houston, Texas. And what were your thoughts and takeaways from the game on Sunday against Cleveland? I mean, did James Harden, did he prove and pull ahead to the front of the line in the MVP race? Because his performance, I have to say, it really did bolster his MVP candidacy.
It did. He showed some toughness. I have to say, if that game was played in Cleveland and the exact same scenario went down, I would have probably, you know, given him some extra points for that. But it was a home game. Cleveland was coming off a pretty long road stretch. And it doesn't make a huge difference for me. And I think that sort of kick that he pulled and got suspended for a game for probably didn't help his voting, the voting procedure for him either. I love James Harden as a player. I'm looking at his numbers. They're stellar. His turnovers are a little bit high for my taste, though. They're 4.2 turnovers a game. And Steph Curry is only at 3.1. That's kind of a lot of turnovers as well. But for guys that handle the ball so much, I shouldn't be surprised. I think Curry is the forerunner here. He's the number one guy. I would be surprised if the season ended today. I'm almost positive he would get it. I think Harden is a good number two, a very solid number two.
We will be rejoined with Motez Bashara, CNN World Sports contributor, NBA writer, and author. Of course, his book that he released last year, I'm telling you, check it out. Go get it. It is titled Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. We will be right back with much, much more NBA talk.